This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, so Juwan's still working through his calf issue, making progress. You know, we're kind of like everyone else, hopeful but not sure, you know, on week one. And, you know, we'll proceed as such. And so we're working to get the best mix out there. We added a piece today and, you know, and MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and thrilled to have him part of it. And now we move forward.
General manager of the San Francisco 49ers, John Lynch, speaking about one Juwan Jennings. And it's a problem, officially, ladies and gentlemen, that Juwan Jennings is not with the San Francisco 49ers right now. Whether it's the calf, whether it's about money, it's become a problem. You heard it yesterday. John Lynch, he sounded a little pissed. And I think 49er fans are a little pissed right now. As I say, good morning to Sam Lubman, who's in for Joe Shasky. I say good morning to Carter, Steven Risotto, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, We're going to dive right into this thing. One of the nice parts about this offseason for the San Francisco 49ers has been the lack of drama. That is something that has dominated this football team the last few summers. Whether it's Nick Bosa, whether it's Deebo Samuel, whether it's Trent Williams, whether it's obviously Brandon Ayuk, it has dominated the headlines, and it's been anything but the on-the-field stuff. It's been all off-the-field stuff. The refreshing part, Sam, about this past season, this past offseason, has been no nonsense. It's been locking up your captains, whether it be Brock Purdy, whether it be Fred Warner, whether it be a George Kittle, all pillars of the franchise. And now we're less than 2 weeks away. Hell, we're a week away from the start of the regular season in the NFL. Eagles, Cowboys is a week from today. So 1 week, the NFL season starts. And Juwan Jennings, the injury, the calf, the hold in, the hold out, the trade request, the non-trade request, it's become a distraction, and it's become a problem, and it was official yesterday when John Lynch spoke about it. Good morning, Sammy.
Yeah, hello there, Spadoni. And, yeah, it's kind of interesting. So we had Jennifer Lee Chan on yesterday, and she said at one point that this is the time of the year when John and Kyle will start to show their frustrations. And about an hour and a half later, they kind of passively showed those frustrations maybe, and by adding one Marquez Valdez-Scantling and obviously there's Kendrick Bourne rumors popping up, and I don't believe he signed with the Niners or anywhere else just yet. The fact that there are rumors that the Niners are interested in him suggests that this might be shocking to say that they are probably interested in him, which is probably both of those moves were kind of, I guess, shots across the bow at Juwan Jennings to let him know, like, we can move off of you if given the opportunity. And then the big one was at 2 o'clock yesterday. We aired it here on this station. We cut the crossover short and cut to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And they faced a barrage of questions at first about Juwan Jennings. And that tone that Jennifer hinted might be coming down the pipe soon, yeah, it was a little present in what John and Kyle were saying, especially John. You could hear it in his voice, how tense he was about answering some of these Juwan Jennings questions. Clearly, this situation has gotten to a point where he is in no way, shape, or form happy about this. And, you know, that's the patience has run out, it sounds like, for the 49ers and Juwan Jennings.
And where's the patience at for Niner fans right now? I would love your participation, whether that be on the YouTube chat where we are streaming and I'm wearing this beautiful custom-made Golden State Valkyries jersey.
That is a pretty nice jersey. Not gonna lie, I'm low-key jealous of that.
Well, you know what? You should be. And you should go to valkyries.com and get some. I'm just kidding, Sammy. Yeah, I hope you do get
one. It's all good. Boss Man's getting some for the producers. So.
Really? That's good. That's awesome.
I'm going to say it loudly out on air, so that way it has to happen.
As you're wearing your Miami Hurricanes shirt, repping the U. Mm-hmm. Big game this
getting
Sunday.
Getting closer and closer to kickoff, and yeah, I'm starting to feel it. I'm not trying to get too excited, because I'm going to get excited for a team that's quarterbacked by Carson Beck, and that's just a recipe for probably disappointment. But hey, it might be a fun first few quarters.
There you go. Patience level. Mm-hmm. What is it at, Niner fans? As the YouTube chat and the YouTube stream is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're diving head first into this because right now it's the only thing that's a question mark for this team. I know the quarterback's healthy. I know the running back, by all accounts, is healthy. You got depth at the running back position now with Brian Robinson Jr. You got some depth now just in case Juwan Jennings can't suit up week one with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. We'll wait and see with Kendrick Bourne. There's interest on the 49ers front there. Kendrick Bourne, former, as you mentioned, Sam, 49ers wide receiver, released from New England yesterday. So can there be a reunion there? We shall see. But you got some depth there. You got Nick Bosa healthy. You got Fred Warner healthy. You got Demo Lenore healthy. Yetur Gross-Matos coming out. He wasn't at practice, I think, yesterday. At least he wasn't seen on the field. Hopefully he's back for week one. Add some other Michael Williams. They're easing him. They're slowly being very slow and careful with him. But hopefully he's there week one, right? George Kittle, healthy. The only thing right now that's a problem is Juwan Jennings. And because it's a problem, we got to talk about it. And 888-957-9570, Niner fans. What's more frustrating for you right now? Is it the fact that there was a trade request from Juwan and John Lynch kind of poo-pooed that trade request? You know, last month, what was it? July 27th, I want to say, where it was kind of, you know, hinted at, where Juwan's like, you know what? I'm going to show up. You know, I let it known right before training camp started. I want a new contract or I want to get traded. They didn't really speak about that. John Lynch spoke and said, you know, a month ago, hey, I haven't heard of any trade requests. There's no trade requests. And then yesterday, this is what he had to say about Jennings. And it was kind of different than what he said a month ago. Can you turn on my board, please, Carter? Thank you so much.
You know, a while ago he did, but that was a long time ago, and we've moved on from that.
That was during camp or was it before?
I'm not getting into when it was, but it, you know, it was a while ago.
Okay, so he did request a trade. John Lynch, it was different than what he said a month ago. Do we have what he said a month ago?
I think we are efforting that right now, but I do want to set this up a little bit, Spadoni, because where this came from, this goes back to July 14th. Adam Schefter said, according to sources, that he has heard that Juwan Jennings did, or someone in his camp, did formally request a trade from the 49ers. This was July 14th, I believe, when Schefter wrote this. I'm sure if you Google Adam Schefter, Juwan Jennings, trade rumors, you'll probably find it very quickly.
And he suffered his injury on July 27th, so less than 2 weeks after that.
So he was fully healthy at the time that Adam Schefter reported this. And then, so this goes to July 22nd, right before training camp starts. As we all know, Lynch and Shanahan meet with the media on day one of training camp. And so this reporting was out there that, again, Jennings was requesting a trade. And then obviously he, both Lynch and Shanahan were asked to comment about whether they expect Jennings to be out there, about the trade request. And this is how they responded to that.
You know, I saw the same tweets you guys saw, but like I'll just stick to what I said. Juwan's here. We expect him to be out on the field.
Yeah. So he hasn't formally asked for a trade.
So Kyle's saying he hasn't formally asked for a trade, not John though. But then John is saying that he did. Can we play the what he said yesterday again now, just to bring it all back home?
So this ago he did, but that was a long time ago, and we've moved on from that.
That was during camp, or was it before?
I'm not getting into when it was, but it was a while ago.
So he did. These timelines aren't syncing up, though. So he said back in on July 22nd that there hasn't been anything asked. We don't know when. Clearly, it's obvious that someone said something that wasn't necessarily true. Someone's getting caught with their pants down in a lie here. And it's all become just an absolute just dysfunctional mess. Once again, stop me if you heard this before, but contract drama is just completely taken over the end of 49ers training camp. And yet Matt Lively said this on Monday. How do they always end up in this situation? This one yesterday felt a little bit different, though. And when I say different, I think about what this team went through with Brandon Ayuk last year. Let's think back how that went last year. Obviously, it was very dramatic. Ayuk was around camp. He was around the players. He was holding in. He was in team meetings. But at the same time, there was a lot of trade buzz around Ayuk. He made public requests to be traded. And the trade talks around Ayuk got so serious at one point that we hit our breaking news sounder on this show, Spadoni, when Andrew Filippone, our guy out in Pittsburgh who covers the Steelers, broke the news that there's a framework in place for a trade that was going to send Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers. The trade was about as complete as it could have been without being actually completed. And we might have been a little bit, quick on the draw on that one, but that just shows how serious the trade rumors around Brandon Ayuk were last year. Contrast that to this year when there's been no rumors of a trade, no actual deals being presented. There's no frameworks or anything, and the Niners just completely shutting down any and all notion of a Juwan Jennings trade, whether he asked for it or not. Why is it different now is what I want to know, and it's very curious how it is so different now versus the last few years.
Who's at fault here, Niner fans? Is it Juwan for starting this whole thing off? Is it the 49ers for handling it this way, for not even acknowledging the trade request a month ago, and now all of a sudden they're acknowledging that it happened, but they're not willing to, part with him? How did it get to this point, and why are we here? 888-957-9570, because I'll say this. I was kind of poo-pooing this whole thing for a while, too. And maybe that's just because I view Juwan Jennings as a player not on the level of previous negotiations for the 49ers. He's not on the level of a Brandon Ayuk.
No, he's
as a receiver
not.
At his position, he's not. He's on the level of a Deebo, of a Nick Bosa, of a Trent Williams.
No, that's a very fair statement to say.
He's not. But at the same time, I understand his point of view. And Drew Rosenhaus, famous agent, he's his agent right now. He's probably getting his ear and say, hey, look, Juwan, this is probably going to be one of your only opportunities to actually cash in right now. You have a lot of leverage. You are the number one wide receiver on this team. Brandon Ayuk isn't going to be there this next season, at least maybe through all the way through halfway of the season. You don't know what version of Brandon Ayuk you're getting. They're going to be relying on a redshirt rookie, basically, and Ricky Pearsall had a cup of coffee in the league last year, but obviously dealt with getting shot, had his injuries in training camp. Like, that's the guy they're relying on. They need you, Juwan. So let's play some hardball here. Let's play the game.
If there's ever a time to get your bag, this was it.
Which I totally understand.
Yeah.
And I was totally in his corner when this happened. Now, Shasky, and to his credit, he was saying this for a long time, and maybe this is the point we're coming to. He was saying, of all the teams to do this on, you don't want to do it right now. Because I do think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are going to use Juwan Jennings as kind of the poster child on what they don't want to do anymore. So for the longest time, they caved, right? And their whole scenario, they caved to the players. If you want to look at it that way, or look at it as negotiations, or but that's kind of probably how they view it. Hey, listen, we paid Ayuk, we paid Trent, we paid Bosa, we paid Debo when we needed to, we paid Kittle, we paid Fred, we paid Brock Purdy, made him the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. I'm not caving to you, Juwan Jennings. Sorry, that we have our limits, and I think that's going to be the sticking point going forward here.
Yeah, and we talk about like. So why now? Why is Juwan Jennings the one where they slammed a door shut and say, you know what? It's a new world order here for the 49ers. We're not playing this game anymore. Is it more a case of, like I said, this new world order where just the Niners aren't caving to players anymore? So I don't know who's up for a contract next year, but whoever it is in line next year. Are they going to get this same treatment that Juwan Jennings is getting this year? Is this going to be the norm going forward no matter what? Or is this just a fact of the matter of, Juwan Jennings is not the kind of caliber player that the 49ers will bend over backwards and cave to. So, like, they'll, for all their bluster, you know, they'll cave to Debo because Debo Samuel is Debo freaking Samuel. He is such a key part of this offense that at the end of the day, the Niners know they need Debo, like, a lot, way too much. And same thing with Bosa, same thing with Ayuk. I think it was maybe a little bit more tenuous with Ayuk because there was more of an argument to make that maybe it didn't need Ayuk as much as maybe Ayuk thought that the Niners needed him. And that's why it was a little bit tense here. But I think we can all agree, Spadoni, that the value that Debo had to the Niners during his holdout, the value that Bosa had to the Niners during his holdout, the value that Brandon Ayuk had to the 49ers during his holdout is not the same as the value that Juwan Jennings has to the 49ers when you talk about his holdout. During that time, if you were to ask, is Debo Samuel a long-term piece back in before the 2022 season, is Debo Samuel a long-term piece? You would probably say, yeah. Nick Bosa, and during his holdout. Brandon Ayuk, when you're trying to make the case for his long-term future with the team, you could make a case there, right?
Yeah. You invested like really like high draft picks for. Too.
Correct. When you look at it, can you say the same about Juwan Jennings' future? Can you say that the future of the 49ers, the next great Niners team, Kyle Shanahan 3.0, does Kyle Shanahan 3.0 need Juwan Jennings in the same way that he needs Brock Purdy, Fred Warner, Brandon Ayuk?
No.
I think maybe it does come down to that. Is this more of we're trying to set a new tone here in how we handle contracts? I don't know if it's that, but for where I'm looking at this, where I'm reading this, I think it's just as simple as there's guys that you cave into in these negotiations, and then there's guys that, no, we're not caving into you no matter how much good you think you are. I think it's the latter situation.
Juwan Jennings needs the 49ers. The 49ers don't need Juwan Jennings. That's just what it comes down to.
Yes, if you disagree, that's the simplest way of putting it.
If you disagree or agree with that, I would love to hear you. 888-957-9570. But I truly believe Kyle Shanahan feels like, hey, give me Marquez Valdes-Scantling. We'll see what goes on with Kendrick Bourne. I know they brought back Russell Gage after releasing him. I think they'll be just fine with Ricky Pearsall, MVS. You know, they had George Kittle. Swing out Christian McCaffrey more in the wide receiver role if you need to. You got more backup in depth with Brian Robinson. I think they're going to be just fine week one in Seattle if Juwan Jennings is not suited up. And speaking of which, John Lynch, again, spoke to the media yesterday. Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media yesterday. We'll break it all down. We got Mike Florio joining us at 7:20 today, Pro Football Talk Zone.
Oh, great time
Mike
to talk to Florio.
Florio, 7:20. He talks all things NFL from a national perspective, but also he's tapped in with all these teams as well.
He has a new book, too, that's coming out.
Does he really?
Yeah, it's called There's Always a Book with Mike Florio. I mean, you heard him when he comes on here. He talks about how he could fire out like 1,000 words a day like it's nothing. But yeah, he's got a new book called The Big Shield. It seems pretty interesting. It's about basically a third-string quarterback that gets caught up with the mob and gambling and insider information. And Mike Florio loves his mob books.
You know what?
But I'm looking at it. It looks pretty interesting. So yeah, we'll hear about that as well when we got Mike Florio on.
And that's going to be at 7:20. And again, courtesy of River Islands, we've got Dave Fleming, 8:30. Talk some Gigantes and also some college football because it's officially week one this Sammy. And as you know, Dave Fleming calls college football games for ESPN. So get his lay of the land. Is he a believer in Arch Manning in Texas? Is he a believer in, not a Stanford Cardinal, already taking an L in week zero against
I got
the Rainbow Warriors, Hawaii, baby.
I got to figure out. We got to figure out a bet, Fleming and I, for when the Cardinal make the trip down to Coral Gables, or sorry, Miami Gardens, not Coral Gables. Oh, that's a rookie mistake on my end.
Come on, Sam.
I should just rip this shirt off. What's wrong with me? I'm not going to do that. But yeah, Miami and Stanford playing each other. That's a fun one this year that will definitely get no buzz.
And how about your San Francisco Giants? 12-3 yesterday. Giants are back.
Rafi Devers, man.
Two jacks.
We knew it was a matter of time before that Rafi Devers would be settling into Oracle Park. And yeah, he looks very comfortable hitting at Oracle Park now, which is a great sign for the long-term future of the Giants. Unfortunately, Spinelli, they are 65-68, and I was mathing it out this morning. Shout out math. And
don't let facts get in the way of a good time.
Hold
Sam.
On. Here's the good time that I'm talking about here. So the Mets right now hold the sixth spot in the wild card. Mm. They're on an 88 win pace. The Giants don't have the tiebreaker against the Mets, though, which means right now your magic number is 89 wins. Giants have to go 24-5 to reach that mark. So yay, a winning. Let's not get ahead of ourselves in terms of what it means in the big picture, though.
I believe.
Yay!
I want to believe. How about that, Mulder?
You could probably
X-Files.
Salvage a winning season, but you know, let's just Stop Giants it. Just put on a product that makes me want to watch. And last night they did.
Well, the 49ers put on a product that we want to watch.
Juwan Jennings
so.
Put on a product that we want to watch.
Will he be a part of it for the San Francisco 49ers?
You know, I have a Jennings question that I want to throw at you on the other side.
Ooh, that's a tease, and it's going to be brought to you by Frontier Ford Plus. We got a fun contest going on tomorrow that we're going to tease as well on the other side. Mach-E lease specials are on, and Tesla owners score even more at Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mach-E Select for just $239 a month plus tax, $1,999 at signing, and save even more with your Tesla. Offer ends September 2nd at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.